On Wednesday, Parliament will debate the DA's motion of no confidence in President Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet of incompetence. We believe that the Minister of Employment and Labour deserves to be axed for the following five reasons. Firstly, unemployment is a runaway train. Currently, 12 million South Africans do not have a job. We are heading towards 50% unemployment. Critically, the trend has worsened under the Minister of Employment and Labour's watch. But instead of revising labour laws and regulations to free up the labour market, the minister's approach to his portfolio has been characterised by inertia. Secondly, the Employment Equity Amendment Bill, which was piloted through Parliament last year, is a job-destroying jackhammer. It's a destructive exercise in social engineering on the basis of race that gives the Minister of Employment and Labour far too much power to interfere in the economy. Thirdly, the Unemployment Insurance Fund is failing its claimants. The COVID-19 TERS benefit scheme was a disaster, and many people are still waiting to get funds which are rightfully theirs. Fourthly, the Compensation Fund is a dysfunctional disaster. Long ravaged by maladministration and financial irregularities, the minister has not done enough to turn this entity around. Fifthly, the Minister of Employment and Labour is stoking xenophobia through the National Labour Migration Policy, which proposes to reintroduce job reservation in certain sectors of the economy for foreign national workers. For all of these reasons, the Minister of Employment and Labour must get the chop.